Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Berkey.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, as always, interesting stuff to talk about. You can, of course, bring whatever you want to the table with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. There's always something interesting there because of listeners like you who have taken the time to submit content right to the front page of the site. You can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't over at freetalklive.com. Jeffrey Tucker, who has been on the show a number of times in the past, as a guest, in-studio guest, when we're at, like, the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's always a fun guy to have.
Coins in the Kingdom.
That's right. Yeah, he was on with us there as well. He's an interesting character, and he's got himself a website over at liberty.me, specifically his blog on that site, which is tucker.liberty.me. And the blog title is a little incendiary. I think a lot of people are going to be upset when they read it. It's titled...
Or when they hear it.
Or when they hear it. It's titled, Legalize Drunk Driving. Let me jump right in. Most people have been there. A few drinks at a restaurant or bar and then into the car to get home. Am I over the legal limit? Hard to say. Is my driving impaired? It doesn't seem to be. But what if I get stopped? Will I lose my license, go to jail, and be disgraced in front of the community? It's a frightening prospect. What's especially strange about this is the reason I fear. My arrest and punishment would not be for driving recklessly or for endangering other drivers. It would be because I failed a test of something that is not materially related to my actual driving. The law is arbitrary and shifts with the political season. Perpetrators can't really be sure if they're over or under the limit unless you buy your own BAC tester.
Right.
And we all have vast experience with people who drink surprising amounts of liquor and drive all the time but never get into accidents and don't seem to be driving in an unsafe way. Then there are the frequent cases in which cops arrest people for DUI who are stopped for something else, like a burned-out taillight. I know people who've been arrested in their own driveways, says Tucker, having gotten home safely and harmed no one. How about the people who will go out into their car at a bar? You know, they're in the bar, they're drinking, they know they're too drunk to drive. It's cold, so, you know, they get into their car and they put the key in the ignition and start up the car so they can stay warm out there. That's technically DUI as well.
Right. Even if they're in the passenger seat.
Yeah, if the key's in the ignition, right?
If the vehicle is on, I believe is the rule, at least in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and the rule is different everywhere.
Right, right. So don't take this as legal advice. I don't know if this is the case anywhere, but I feel like I've heard a story about somebody getting arrested for just having the keys, like, in the vicinity of the front seat of the car, not even in the ignition.
That would not be surprising.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either. I don't remember which state that was or, you know, what the circumstances were there. But if you want to tell us your story, you're welcome to join us here. We'll get into Tucker's reasons why he thinks drunk driving should be legalized. But if you've got an experience maybe you've, you know, had with the police or you are a cop, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there's all kinds of stories, you know.
I've even heard stories of people getting a DUI for riding a bicycle down the street.
Yeah.
Intoxicated, for riding a riding lawnmower down the sidewalk.
I've never understood that. I mean, that's clearly one of those things where, well, you know, we're doing this for your protection, right? Because if you're riding a bicycle, odds are good you're going to be the one who gets hurt if there's some sort of an accident that happens. I mean, if you're on a bike, they're in a car.
I've never heard a story of, you know, drunk bicyclist mows down 27 in a flea market, but I have heard drunk driver.
Yeah, never,
mows down people in a flea market.
Never made sense to me. Now, you know, I guess you'd have to probably be pretty drunk to get pulled over on a bicycle for, you know.
Or live in a small town with bored cops.
Could be. Share your story at 855-450-FREE. So more from Tucker. He says clearly, he says there are frequent cases where cops arrest people for, you know, these variants on DUI. They're not even driving. They're arrested and imprisoned. A humiliating and terrible experience for anyone to go through. Clearly, this DUI enforcement has been a boon to the police, but it's has it really curbed drunk driving? He doesn't mention in here, but don't forget the DUI checkpoints as well.
Certainly,
that's part of that enforcement apparatus where they are just wholesale checking people's identification, sniffing around people's cars, poking around, being nosy, asking probing questions, all under the auspices of looking for drunks, when in point of fact, in a lot of these DUI checkpoints, nobody even gets arrested for DUI.
Right.
They'll pop somebody for, you know, having a joint in the ashtray or not having their paperwork up to date.
And what they'll do down in Texas, and I'm sure this happens in other states as well, they have what they call no refusal weekend, where they'll put up these DUI checkpoints. If you refuse to blow in the breathalyzer, that is considered probable cause to have you arrested, taken to a hospital, and blood forcibly drawn.
It's crazy. Clearly, this enforcement has been a boon to the police, he says. But you might consider staking out your local bar. Has it really curbed drunk driving? He says, follow how much people drink and then observe how many of them get into their cars afterwards. I'll just state what most everyone knows, but hardly anyone says. Drinking and driving is a national sport in the United States. In the vast, vast majority of cases, no harm is done. Murray Rothbard once told me that he thought drunk driving should be legal. I was stunned and shocked that anyone would say such a thing. But over time, I began to see his point. It's not outrageous at all. He was exactly right. With laws against DUI, what's being criminalized? Not reckless driving as such. Not aggression against anyone. What's being criminalized is the chemical makeup of the blood in your body. That itself should be no crime. To make having a certain blood content illegal is essentially totalitarian. But, you say, that drinking is associated with bad driving. Well, enforce the laws against reckless driving. Many more people drink and drive than drive recklessly. Some people drive even more safely after a few drinks, correcting for their delayed responses. We do this all the time. For instance, after a workout, when we're sleepy or when we're angry or whatever, human beings adapt with rationality. And you know what happens on New Year's, some other holiday, people always say, be careful, there are lots of drunk drivers out there. Just the prospect alone makes everyone drive more defensively. Regardless, the law has no business criminalizing associated peaceful behaviors rather than real crimes against person and property. For example, grudges are associated with murder in the sense that a vast number of murderers are carrying a grudge. Do we make grudges illegal? That would be crazy and unenforceable, even if there were some chemical way to measure what constitutes a grudge. But we make driving under the influence illegal, though it is roughly the same thing. It targets an associated condition rather than the crime itself. Laws against drunk driving have vastly expanded police power and done nothing to stop the practice. The best prevention against unsafe driving from drinking has been provided privately. Friends, services offered by bars and restaurants. It's not uncommon for a bartender to call a cab for a regular customer who is, you know, has had too much, clearly.
And I still think, let me just interject here, I still think that it would be a brilliant move for a cab company to work out some sort of deal with local bars to where they will give free rides to intoxicated people.
That happens. Bars actually do pay cab companies for these free rides, right? Like, the cab company is getting the spiff from the bar, essentially. Like, okay, this guy's bought 10 beers, you know, we'll give some of the money to the cabbies. And then it's also good for the cab company because they get name recognition and people are more likely to use them in the future. For that. Community interest groups, of course, also provide these assistances, and he says this is the humane and rational way that societies deal with social risks. The police have only messed up this process by adding a coercive element that targets liberty rather than crime. He says, and we can see where this is heading. Texting is now illegal in most places, so is talking on the phone. Maybe talking itself should be illegal. I mean, you can be distracted by someone in the passenger seat.
You could be distracted by eating a cheeseburger, by, you know, changing the channel on the radio, and I forget where it is. There's a proposal somewhere to require that cell phones shut off if they are going faster than 5 miles per hour.
He says right here that some communities are talking about banning eating while driving. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should drunk driving be legalized? You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free. Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here on this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and in studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. Just drop by proxpn.com/FTL to get started. Grab their free software, get it installed for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Once you do that, your internet connection becomes encrypted, meaning that your ISP will not be able to spy on you anymore. They won't know which website you're visiting, and they won't be able to log that information, which they're probably doing right now. And, of course, they'll turn that log over to pretty much any law enforcement agency that calls up and asks them real nice. Like, a lot of these guys will do that. So if you want to protect your privacy, you've got to have ProXPN. That's one step. It's not the only thing you should do to protect your privacy. I also recommend PGP and some other, you know, important ideas. But ProXPN is a good step in the right direction, and it's affordable. You can get it for 50% off the price of their annual account by using our discount code, which is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. And by the way, that discount is good for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to renew on the following year, it's the same awesome discount. And by the way, Linux users, you can use ProXPN. It's just a different setup process. So go and get started for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. And then when you're ready to upgrade to get the premium account with unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. To do that, with code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose here but your privacy. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Code is FTL50. As we go to the phones and the fun, let's talk to, by the way, the question, in case you're just tuning in, was how do you feel about the idea of legalizing drunk driving? That's what Jeffrey Tucker is saying over at tucker.liberty.me. Let's go to Dave. He's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Dave, you're on with Ian and Daryl.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a retired local police officer here, my experience with the whole thing is that would be not a really good idea. The problem is what y'all were talking about earlier about it, you know, like having a grudge and that this is a physiological thing. This is not a moral or criminal thing in any way, shape, or form. It's a physiological fact that when the average person gets up to about a 0.08 or 0.10 blood count, that they are not in a position to drive a car. I mean, it's just,
the average person, but you would agree that there are some people who can operate just fine at 0.08.
No, because it's not a question of whether or not you got home this time or not without crashing into anybody. It's a question of whether or not you are capable of competently operating the car in the same manner as you would be if you were sober. Mm-hmm. And at 0.08, trust me, you are not.
So then you would probably, Dave, then support a crackdown on driving while drowsy, while sleepy, right? Like, you know, because for you, if you're not operating at tip-top shape, you deserve to be in a jail cell. Is that right?
No, that's not the same thing. The difference is,
why not?
Is because we all get drowsy.
Well, wait a minute. You don't have to be you don't have to be short on sleep before you get into a car. I mean, you're choosing
that's
to get
exactly
behind
right.
the wheel
and
as a drowsy
that's
person.
Exactly right. And if you do, and there are many, that's exactly why we have laws that don't allow truck drivers to drive more than 13 hours in a 24-hour period for that very same reason, because it is incumbent upon the person who gets behind the wheel to be in the proper shape to drive the car.
But you would totally go on a crackdown, right? Like if they were doing a drowsy driving crackdown, you'd participate in that as a former law enforcement officer?
I wouldn't even know how to do a drowsy.
Yeah, you could pull over people that are yawning. And
no.
I don't know how you test
people
it,
slamming back Red Bulls or Rockstar energy drinks.
Evidence of possible drowsiness.
We can take the probable cause that is required in order to make a vehicle stop for any reason, and you can stretch it to the ridiculous as you're trying to do. But
you guys do that. I mean, the cops do that all the time. I mean, haven't you ever been through a DUI checkpoint?
No, I don't.
You
want to
talk about stretching probable cause?
I have never participated in a DUI checkpoint, and I don't believe that they should be done because there's no probable cause.
Okay. Well, we're on the same page on that one, Dave. I'll give you credit for that.
Let me trust me. I am not. What you would call, I don't know how to put this, but at any rate, I don't believe in DUI checkpoints. I don't believe in consent searches. I think it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I don't care what the Constitution says or what the...
You're winning points here, Dave. You're winning points now. I like what you're saying there.
Well, what about distracted driving? Like, I like to listen to talk radio, and occasionally I'll get upset at one of the idiot hosts. And I'll start yelling at the radio. Should I, be stopped from driving until I calm down?
I don't know. I don't know what mechanism a police officer would use to stop you for that. See, this is where we come in, and this is what people don't understand about DUI. Police officers, by and large, stop the worst of the DUIs because they have to have probable cause to make the stop. Now, if you do something like, if you got a burned out taillight or if you your tags are bad or something like that, and we pull you over and it becomes apparent to us that you are under the influence of alcohol, that's a separate issue. But in terms
So hold on. Let's talk about this burned out taillight thing, because I'm sure you've probably heard about the Supreme Court decision that came out about a month ago, where in North Carolina there was a police officer that pulled someone over because one of the taillights was burned out. North Carolina law does not require two taillights, but yet this guy wound up getting busted for drugs because of a search that never should have happened.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. The dummy should have never consented to that search.
And but he never should have been pulled over.
Well, yes, this is true. Yes, he shouldn't have been pulled over if it's not illegal in North Carolina to have a burned out taillight. Mm-hmm.
But the Supreme Court ruled that cops can have a flawed understanding of the law. Exactly. So if you just happen to think that two taillights and then you pull somebody over.
Right. But I've already established that I don't always agree with the Supreme Court just by virtue of the fact that I don't.
Yeah, he's not defending the entire system here.
Right, but
I am not defending the entire system, believe me.
But the point that I'm trying to make, Dave, is that you do have to admit that sometimes police officers will pull someone over for a reason that they never should have been pulled over in the first place, and then that leads to other things.
Yes, and more often than being pulled over for something that's not illegal, they are pulled over for something that's illegal, but it's the intent is not necessarily to take action against that offense. They're looking for something else. Drugs.
So, Dave, then I presume that you also, since you don't support things like checkpoints, that you would not support the prosecution of people who are trying to sleep it off, like they're sitting in the bar parking lot with the keys in the ignition.
I don't. I wouldn't support that either.
I appreciate your humanity. I can definitely see that you have it. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If more cops thought that way, I think we'd have a better world.
Yes.
More coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE. Should drunk driving be legalized, however? There's more arguments here that Tucker will cite. We'll get to that. It's Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. It's the Live Saturday edition, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jeffrey Tucker over at Liberty.me is saying, legalize drunk driving. Is he crazy? Does he just want people going all kinds all over the road, running into trees, running into people, dogs? I mean, he just wants anarchy.
Well, he actually does advocate for no government, but he's not advocating for people to be reckless driving. Mm. He actually says that, you know, most of the time when people are pulled over for drunk driving, they're not being pulled over because they are driving reckless. If the reckless driving laws were being enforced, there would be fewer people getting busted for DUI.
Well, wait a minute. I think maybe you misspoke, or maybe that was what Tucker said, but as that former officer pointed out, I think he's right. A lot of people do get pulled over for recklessly driving, and then
right.
they catch a drunk driving charge.
There are also a lot of people that get pulled over for bogus things like a brake light out.
Going too slowly as well.
I've been going too slowly.
When I was a teenager, I was like 17 or something like that. I was taking some friends home, and we were driving east of the interstate in Sarasota, Florida. And there's a point on Clark Road where it goes, there's one of those yellow signs. And I didn't know that a yellow sign was suggested speed, you know, like the speed limit where it's all yellow. I didn't know that that was a suggested speed.
I have no clue what you're talking about. I've never seen a yellow speed limit sign.
Look for them. You'll see them in New Hampshire.
Oh, wait, you're talking about like the thing in like the school zone. That's generally the only place you ever see them.
School zone is definitely not yellow. No, those are white. Those are real speed limits. When that time frame is happening, that's a real speed limit.
Yeah, so it's very rare situations. Like you'll see on ramp to an interstate.
Interstates. That's usually where you see it. Yep. So anyway, this was just kind of going around a curve, and it was this yellow sign, and so I did the 25 miles an hour or whatever, and there was a cop behind me. He pulls me over for that.
Based on what the sign says. Okay.
And when I asked him about it, he said it was because I could have been drunk. And that would have been the reason. That was one of the reasons why someone would go the suggested speed limit around that curve. That was his motivation. Now, I wasn't drunk. I hadn't been drinking at all. We did actually have some alcohol in the back of the truck. And to give the guy credit, he actually, you know, didn't arrest us for that. He made my cohorts dump out the beers because we were all under 21 at the time. But we didn't end up catching a charge. So I guess it could have been a lot worse. But it was an interesting rationale for pulling someone over. You were doing the suggested speed that we posted. And so that means you're probably drunk. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jeffrey Tucker says, legalize drunk driving. What do you say? Let's go to Connor. He's listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Connor.
Hey, man. I think that Jeffrey Tucker guy is kind of a fool.
Why is that?
I go to school around here in Virginia Beach. I go to Tidewater, just local college. And I've had a lot of friends pass away, especially recently, from drunk driving. Mm. And I believe...
So the laws didn't stop them then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, most time it's personal judgment. It's on you is whether you're going to get in the car or not. But it's the .08 thing that kind of has people thrown because you can drive totally straight at .08 or someone...
That's not what that cop said. Now, I agree with you, by the way. I think most people would acknowledge that .08 is not particularly impaired for
and
a lot of people.
Before, like, the early 2000s, late 1990s, depending on where you live, the legal limit was .10.
Yeah. So, apparently, yeah. So, I mean, there's just an arbitrary number plucked out of thin air by, you know, some bureaucrats. And but it's important, Connor, to note that these people that you know that have died due to drunk driving, either as the victims of a drunk driver or the drunk driver themselves, those who were doing the drinking and driving, obviously the laws didn't stop them, right? I mean, drunk driving's got some pretty serious penalties in most places. Why didn't the law stop them from...
The law is, that's what I have in concern, is the law is there to... Mostly officers will, I've been pulled over and they constantly ask me, have you been drinking? Have you been drinking? Like, just to get me out of the car to see, to breathalyze me and check and see. And I know not to. Even if I have, it's not many of their business unless they have total consent, meaning I can smell it or they can see it. So I know my rights as in if I have or am, you know what I mean? But the fact is that the law is there to catch you. It's not to prevent you. So I don't get it.
But there are some people that say that the law is there to serve as a deterrent.
Right. That's the argument.
That's the whole point of having the law.
That's the argument from the law and order types, from the people who, you know, we believe, well, this is a nation of laws. You know, they believe that laws change people's behavior. And there may be evidence that it changes a few people's behavior. But it doesn't seem like it changes most people's behavior. I mean, like you're saying, you know, plenty of people who are going to have a few drinks at a bar and they're going to hop in the car and drive home. And in fact, I bet you there's plenty of cops that do that too. I bet you they do it on a regular basis.
I've also had plenty of friends that have been pulled over, taken out, and the cop, they've admitted to the police that they've been drinking and they were just trying to make it home. And the police have let them back in the car and let them drive home. Because that was just the officer. They followed them, of course, but they just wanted them to get home, and they didn't want the whole process of having to deal with an underage DUI case.
Well, you know, if for any cops that do that, they deserve kudos. And I thank you for the call, Connor. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If a cop actually helps you get home in an inebriated state, wow, now that sounds like service to me.
And in some places, if, you know, let's just say that you live close enough to the bar that you decide, I'm going to be responsible, walk to the bar,
it's illegal to walk,
get drunk, and then walk home, you can still get arrested for being drunk in public.
Or what do they call it here? Protective custody is the magic legal term that they use here in Keene, New Hampshire, where if a law enforcement officer determines that based on their arbitrary decision that you are too drunk to be in public, like, you know, I guess the classic definition of this would be somebody who's stumbling down the middle of a highway or something, right?
Right.
That if you are too drunk to be walking, they will arrest you. It's not in New Hampshire, it's not a criminal charge. It just results in you going to jail until you are no longer
sleep
drunk.
It off.
Yeah.
And remember, there was the one bar in Keene where we live that they got their license taken away, their liquor license taken away for a few days because some drunk girl walked outside and she, like, tripped over something on the sidewalk.
That's right.
And liquor enforcement was there and asked if she was drunk. And she was like, yeah, I'm drunk. And so they took the bar's liquor license because it's illegal to serve an intoxicated person alcohol.
There's so many crazy laws that the state has surrounding alcohol. And what's so wrong with the idea of having a situation where the police actually care about people? You know, I hear rumors, Daryl, it certainly hasn't happened in my lifetime, that are very similar to what the caller was suggesting there, that, you know, in the past, it was supposedly more likely that a cop that discovered someone driving drunk would drive that person home. And, you know, what Connor just suggested sort of was a variant on that. Follow the person home.
Right.
That way you don't have to deal with a tow. But that sounds like service. That sounds like something I could get behind. Like, okay, yeah, this person's a danger. Pull the person over for dangerous driving. Then,
which is also illegal.
Right. Then determine if the person is drunk and
or sleepy.
Offer them a ride home. Or sleepy. Yeah, hey, are you too out of it to drive? Can I help you? Can I help you get home? That's what service is about. I don't want the service of being locked in a prison cell and then possibly losing my job because
right.
of a little indiscretion. And let's continue with your calls and thoughts. James is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, James. James in Virginia, in Newport News. James going once. Someone's there. James going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back around. Let's continue with Casper. He is in New Jersey listening to WVNJ. Hey, Casper.
Yeah, hi. I think it should be strictly enforced in every way because who is most vulnerable? Pedestrians and cyclists, they're the ones that pay the real cost of this, someone
strictly
drinking.
Strictly enforced. I would like to hear more, Casper. If you can hang on,
right.
I want to know what you would do differently, because some would say it is not strict enough. The checkpoints that they have and the intrusiveness, not strict enough. What would Casper like to see?
He does not sound like a friendly ghost.
No. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. so many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Legalize drunk driving. That's what Jeffrey Tucker is saying over at Liberty.me. Now, to be fair, it's not the first time a liberty-minded person has advocated for this. It's a great clickbait kind of a headline.
Yes.
And, of course, Jeffrey Tucker's a fine guy to, you know, persuade people on this point. But actually, Tucker cites Radley Balco in the article, and we've not gotten to that point in it yet, because obviously
Radley Balco being the author of The Rise of the Warrior Cop.
That's correct. And I believe he's working for the Post, Washington Post, I think.
Sounds right.
So I want to get in a little bit deeper into some of the reasons here, but we've got Casper on the line, and Casper has said he thinks that drunk driving laws need to be strictly enforced. Now, we actually had a former cop call earlier, and I have to apologize because I jumped to a conclusion about the cop that called earlier. I thought that he would have been on board for total support enforcement of DUI, but he actually didn't support DUI checkpoints, among other things. And so, we ended up agreeing with quite a bit on the cop.
Yes.
But Casper says strict enforcement is what he wants to see happen. Casper, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. What do you envision? What are they not doing now with enforcing DUI that you feel like they should be doing?
Well, I think they're underfunded all over. They probably don't have enough money to have special trained cops to set up checkpoints, and you know that probably not enough police to do this. But
so, have you ever seen a DUI checkpoint before there in Clifton, New Jersey?
You know.
Okay. So you're saying there's not enough. You're saying you need there needs to be more funding for more checkpoints.
Sure, definitely. I mean, look. Who takes the brunt of all this? Pedestrians and cyclists.
We take the brunt of the checkpoints because that is a huge hassle. I mean, the average person trying to get from point A to point B, having to go through one of these checkpoints, that's taking the brunt of it, and that really sucks. But I see what you're saying. You're upset because some drunk drivers will get into an accident.
Well, yeah, sure.
What about sleepy drivers?
Yes, in California, around maybe 4 or 5 years ago, a woman wiped out 3 cyclists in about maybe a couple of seconds. 3 in a row, she was changing her tape recorder on her car. She was distracted for maybe a second, and it took her eyes off the road, veered to the right, and 3 cyclists.
So let's just ban driving. No, nobody gets to have a car because some people have accidents.
How about banning eating while driving, Casper? What do you think about that one?
Well, to the extent that if it's distracting, yes. But if it's not,
So what you're saying is you could eat without being distracted, right,
I'm
Casper?
Just saying if.
Have you ever eaten behind the wheel?
Yeah, I drive.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Have you ever driven with your knees? I've done that while munching on Big Mac.
Distracting. Let's be reasonable. Look.
You've been so reasonable so far. So, Casper, you want to see more DUI checkpoints. Now, I mean, how often would you say is too often? I mean, is it like, if you were just driving to work in the morning on a daily basis, would you like to go through a DUI checkpoint?
Use them when they're going to be needed, like on a Friday night, late at night.
You don't think people drive to work? Three sheets to the wind?
No, when they're needed the most,
What makes you think that it's more likely that there's a drunk driver on the roads on Friday?
Well, because they got paid, they're out drinking, whatever they came home from a game.
Alcoholics are drinking all day, every day, man. They're drinking constantly.
Look, whenever they could catch them, they should catch them. And
so, in the morning, on the way to work, you just get stopped by a DUI checkpoint.
Then. I mean, usually it's going to be at night, especially late at night.
All right, how about on the way home from work? You get stopped at a DUI checkpoint every single day. Every day. What about every day, though? I mean, there's people drinking every day. They're going from work to the bar, going from the bar to the house.
Whatever they can do. Look, if they're in...
So you'd be all right with that, then?
...way of catching them... Hey, I give the cops credit if they can be in.
So tell me, how far are we going to go with this? I mean, look, all right, so now you've got DUI checkpoints happening 10 times as often as they currently do. Let's say at the checkpoint, do you feel like they're going far enough? I mean, some checkpoints, they're just kind of leaning in, grabbing some identification from the people, maybe exchanging a few words with them, trying to determine if they are drunk. Should everybody at the checkpoint, be asked to get out and go through the actual DUI test? Because that's the only way to know for sure, right?
No. Leave it up to the policeman. He's been experienced.
Up to the police.
And the test, just for the record, Ian, the test does not test whether or not you are intoxicated. It tests whether or not your cognitive functions are impaired.
Yeah.
And it's very similar to the concussion test.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, they have a baseline. So what are they going to do? They have to draw a line somewhere. There has to be a baseline, something they can go.
But you don't believe in a baseline because you said leave it up to the officer. You said leave it to the individual.
So should everybody blow into the little breath device? Just do that.
Good question. Yeah, what do you think?
Because then that's not up to interpretation.
Look, the police have a lot of discretion that they have at their use, so they could use whatever they feel is needed.
Well, no, that's a cop-out. We're not asking you. No. That's a cop-out. I'm not asking you what, the police feel is needed. I'm asking you what Casper thinks, because you said you think it should be strict enforcement. And Daryl asked you a fair question, and you didn't answer it.
Well, look, Lord knows how many people were hitting runs that have a little bit of drinking.
Did you hear the question that you were asked?
I don't think he heard the question. Casper, do you think that everybody that goes through a DUI checkpoint should have to breathe into the breathalyzer because that is way subjective?
That's a waste of time.
So was the DUI checkpoint.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Casper. It sounds like you're not so strict after all, and that's okay. That's good. I'm glad that even Casper has his limits. He's not willing to get out of the car. He's not willing to even blow into a little tube.
Right, because he's not drunk. Just only the drunk people should have to blow into the little tube. And the cops should use their discretion, but they're not cracking down hard enough. Which means that it sounds like he wants them to not use discretion unless it's against him.
It's a pretty typical viewpoint, right? Like, enforce on everybody else, leave me alone.
Right.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Will is in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Will.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know about this Hero campaign. I think
no.
It might be national.
What is it?
Well, we have it around here. You know, be a hero. Don't let your friends drive drunk, or, you know, don't let your friends drink and drive. And it started out with because this guy's son was killed in an accident with a drunk driver. And so what happened was the driver who got in the accident with him was actually taken in. He was charged with driving under the influence. And then some friend of his came and bailed him out of jail. And he got back in his car, drove, and got in an accident. And, you know, this fellow's son was killed in the accident. And so the parents, what they wanted to do was make a law that if you bail someone out, you're responsible for their actions after that point.
Oh, my God.
Even if you take them home and get them into their house and leave, and they get out of their house and they get back in their car and then they get into an accident or cause some damage or injure someone, you are still responsible for what they did because you bailed them out.
For how long of a time period?
Well, I'm not sure.
For 8 hours? For like 12, 16, 24?
Yeah, I think maybe the rest of that day or that date. I'm not certain.
So this is something that's being proposed now, or is it off the table? Is this old news? Like, how fresh is this?
Yeah, no, it was proposed, and then it was challenged in the court. It was passed, but it was challenged in the court by some freedom loving people.
Okay.
And it said, you know, hey, why should the friend or relative be responsible for this? And it was struck down. So the Hero campaign changed. It didn't go away, but they changed it to, you know, find someone to drive for you if you've been drinking so that you don't drink and drive. But the real issue is not drinking and driving, this 0.08%, this arbitrary number, because if you look at the statistics, it's really repeat offenders. It's not the casual drinker who causes accidents.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, good call tonight. Fascinating stuff. New Jersey. Wow. Wow, New Jersey. 855, 453.
If I needed another reason to avoid New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So to hold someone responsible for the actions of the person they bailed out of jail. Thank goodness that one got overturned.
Yeah.
855, 453, but it's probably not too long before somebody tries it again somewhere else.
Yeah, they'll tweak the wording a little bit.
855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Legalize drunk driving? What do you think? Free Talk Live, you take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.